Blog Talk Radio.
Where are my people at? Whether you've been born again or whether you are not, come on, wherever you are, I want you to lift your hands up, to lift your hands up. From you, teach me how to sanctify my life just to please you. You've got to teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, how to love you, Jesus. Love you, you've got to teach me, Lord, you've got to teach me, Lord, how to love you and walk.
Made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, July 18th, 2021. Now, I am the woman of God of this assembly. I am Bishop Shalene Cook. But as always, I am joined by my beautiful and anointed Spirit Alive family this morning in the persons of Minister Gladys, Prophetess Kathleen, Apostles Edwin, and Apostle Zeta Flowers. Hallelujah. And on behalf of all of us, I want to welcome you to this morning's service. It is our fervent prayer that you will hear something during this service that will cause you to live a more abundant life in the Lord Jesus Christ right now. And of course, it is our fervent prayer that if someone does not know Jesus in the pardon of their sin, by the end of this worship service, you will have changed your eternal address. But right now, we are going to open up this praise party, this worship service, hallelujah, in prayer with Minister Gladys. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Just going to bow our heads in a word of prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another morning, Father, loaded with blessings that you have given us, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for assembling us together, Lord, to come together in unity, Lord, on one accord. To beseech your word, Father God, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We welcome your spirit here, Father God, Lord. We welcome you, Lord, that you will come in, Lord, and decrease us and increase you, Father God, Lord. We welcome from your spirit, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you for our newcomers, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that the word would go forth, Lord, and minister to hearts and minds this morning, Lord. Lord, and we can all be on the same accord, Lord, and they will join in, Lord, into your love, Father God, Lord. We thank you on today. We thank you for our newcomers today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless this ministry, Lord. Bless the word that's going to go forth. Bless the speakers, Father God, Lord. Lord, just have your way today, Father God.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Absolutely beautiful. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Order my steps in your word. Thank you. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each week we have the beloved mother of our church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, come, and she reads to us from this powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So right now I want you to retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to the mother of our church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Good morning, all. I love each and every one of you. The meditational reading is entitled, God Will Never Turn His Back on You. We'll be looking at Hebrews 13, verse 5, and it reads, He himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. For 6 whole hours, the Son of God was suspended between heaven and earth. And at the height of his suffering on the cross, he cried out in the deep darkness, my God, why have you forsaken me? You can read that in Matthew 27, verses 45 and 46. For the first time, Jesus addressed his Father as God. The Father had forsaken the Son. As judge of the universe, God had to turn his back on his Son, who was carrying the filth of the world's sins. For his eyes were too pure to behold evil. You can read that in Habakkuk 1 and 13. If the Father had not turned his back on his Son, he would have to turn his back on you today when you call out to him in your hour of need. But because God has taken your place today, you take his place and you have God's face smiling on you always. Right now, God's face is smiling on you. His countenance is shining on you. I can stand before you and declare, the Lord make his face shine upon you. Numbers 6, 25 and 26. And it is all because Jesus has paid the price for God to never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13 and 5. As judge, God never turned his back on his Son. But as Father, he cried. His heart was broken because Christ was never more pleasing to him than when he was on the cross. Christ's suffering was a sweet-smelling aroma to the Father, Ephesians 5 and 2. Do you remember when Jesus said, Therefore my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again? John 10 and 17. If you are a parent, you love each one of your children equally. But when one of them does something special for you out of love, it touches your heart and you just want to run to him and hug him. That was what happened at the cross, except that the Father could not embrace his Son. Instead, he had to turn his back on his Son, because our sins had to be punished in his Son's body. Beloved, when you cry out to the Father for help today, know that he hears you and will surely help you. Because of Jesus, he will never turn his back on you.
Hallelujah.
May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for the day, because Jesus has taken your place at the cross, God's face is always smiling on you. Amen.
Amen. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me, remember that one. Come on.
Walk with me, Lord. Said I need you to walk with me. Yeah. While I'm on. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand.
Oh, how many want the Lord to hold your hand tonight?
Hold my hand, Lord.
Would you do that for me?
Hold my hand. Yeah. While I'm on this journey, Jesus, Jesus.
Your best friends will let you down.
Be my friend. Oh, Lord, won't you be my friend? Oh, my mind. While I'm on this, oh, Lord, Jesus, yeah. Be my friend, Lord. Yeah, that's all I need you to do, Lord.
Begin to moan along with them. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Come on, y'all. Where you from? Stand. Break it down one time so they can hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Walk with me, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is now prayer time. Once again, here's the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is the time when we come together as a family, on one accord, in one spirit, lifting up our prayers, our petitions, our supplications unto the Lord for our brothers and sisters around the world. And I'm blessed to be able to report that here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, when we pray, hallelujah, we pray expecting God to hearken, which means to hear and to do. Because we have his blessed assurance that if he abides in us, we abide in him, that we can ask what we will and it shall be done. So at this time, I'm going to ask you to bow your hearts and listen as Apostle Zeta Flowers takes us to the throne, hallelujah, as the Holy Spirit speaks. Amen. Apostle Zeta.
Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for a new day. Praise God, the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it. Let us prepare to go to the throne of grace at this time. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads and our hearts. Father God, we come to you this morning. We come to you, first of all, thanking you for who you are and thanking you for salvation today. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for making a way for us, hallelujah, to be saved. We thank you for it. We praise you for it in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, we come to you with our petitions. We lift up people all over the world. Hallelujah. People that are suffering. Oh, God, we pray that you would touch people that are in pain. We thank you. We ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way. We ask that you would wrought miracles in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For those that are sick. Hallelujah. For those that seem to have no hope. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that they will know that they can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have hope in you, Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Help them to realize and know that you are our only hope. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We can come to you trusting you and knowing and believing by faith. Hallelujah. That you will take care of us. Hallelujah. That you will heal. You will deliver. You will set free. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Do it in the name of Jesus. In the name
God.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. We speak peace. Hallelujah. Where there is
Lord.
Turmoil. We speak peace, Lord, where there is there are rumors of wars and wars.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, for peace. Peace over this nation. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we lift up these countries. We lift up Haiti.
Yes.
We lift up Cuba. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We lift up all of these that are at unrest today. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, bring your people together, Lord, in unity.
Yes, Lord.
In unity all across the nation. Hallelujah. Let there be togetherness in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and even in our own surroundings, hallelujah, where we live, we speak peace, hallelujah. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, let your hand of protection be upon us, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, hallelujah, protect us from the wiles of Satan, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord, hallelujah, the times that we need to go into battle, that we are constantly at warfare. Hallelujah.
So help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let us be reminded that we need to put on our whole armor. Hallelujah. That we need to put on prayer. We need to put on faith.
Yes,
hallelujah. We need, hallelujah, to have our staff. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that we might walk, hallelujah, with the word of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, that we will always be prepared against Satan. Hallelujah. Allow us, Lord. Hallelujah. We are victorious, but allow us to walk in victory in the name of
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, because you were victorious, we also are victorious.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. So let us be reminded of that today. Hallelujah, that we can walk in victory. Oh,
yes.
We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you. We thank you today that we are victorious. We thank you that we are not defeated. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. That when we have been down, you lifted us up. We thank
yes.
you, Lord. And we ask
thank
that you be the lifter of souls this
well,
morning.
Yes,
hallelujah. Those
Lord.
That are down. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that they will be lifted up this morning in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they will be touched by your spirit, that they will be drawn by your spirit, God.
Yes,
oh, in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. Oh, do it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We lift up our own unsaved loved ones. We ask, Lord, that you
yes,
would move
yes,
in a
Lord.
Mighty way. Hallelujah. That you would send somebody in their pathway. Oh, God,
yes.
in Jesus' name, that they may be led, hallelujah, to you, God, that they may know you in the pardoning of their sins. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we are trusting you. We're believing you
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that are in the hospitals, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
oh,
touch
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Touch and move by your spirit. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, quicken their bodies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that they will be lifted up, raised up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, those that are in hospice today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, remember them, Lord. Remember them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they are placed in hospice doesn't mean that they have to stay there. So we're asking,
yes.
Lord, that you would move in a miraculous way in Jesus' name, in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We speak healings, total and complete healings.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let there be testimonies. Hallelujah. Of
yes.
your goodness. Testimonies, hallelujah, of what you have done in Jesus' name, that more people will be inspired, that more people, hallelujah, will have faith. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
More people will know, hallelujah, that you are the Christ. Hallelujah, that you are the one. And we thank you for it. We praise you. We praise you, Lord, for what you are already doing this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We lift up Spirit Alive Ministries. We ask, Lord, that you
bless
would continue
you.
To move, that you would continue to bless Bishop Shirlene Cook and this ministry. And those that are listening in this morning, we ask, Lord, that you would bless them. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that they
Lord,
may hear a word
way,
this morning. Jesus. Hallelujah. That they may hear a rhema word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, in Jesus' name. And we just praise you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you are doing right now, even that we cannot see. Hallelujah. We thank you because you are always blessing us. You are always
yes, Lord.
Taking
thank
care
you,
of
Jesus.
Us. You won't ever leave us. You promised us. Hallelujah. We can depend upon you anytime,
yes.
any hour, any place,
yes,
wherever
Lord.
We may go, wherever we be. Hallelujah. You are there. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are never without your presence, and we thank you for it. In Jesus'
thank
holy
you.
And righteous name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. You are so good, Jesus. Lord, we come before you with all sincerity. Lord, we don't just want to be spectators. but we want to be participators in the building of your kingdom. So if you can use anything, Lord, anything, Lord, I want you to know you can use me. Oh, I need somebody up in here to help me sing. Come on, sing. Moses from the wilderness, put a rod in his hand. You used him to lead your people over to the promised land. Lord, I'm willing to trust in you. So take my life and use it till.
Hallelujah. Father God, with all that I am, with all that I have, I just want you to use me. Use me. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's message, and we will be continuing on our transformational journey to purpose. So please retrieve your Bibles and turn once again to Jeremiah chapter 1, and we will be looking at verses 4 through 10. Jeremiah chapter 1, and we will be looking at verses 4 through 10. Thank you, Lord. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would completely empty me of myself. Step into this body of clay, Lord, and speak so that your people will hear a word from you. A word, Father God, that will empower them, encourage them, affect them in a hallelujah, holy and righteous way. And Father, I pray that today, if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, that this will be the day that they will come to you asking that you be their Lord and their Savior. And I pray it all in the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, saints of God, last week I shared that God created us to be in relationship with him for a purpose. And he stands with us in our purpose as he equips us to carry out our purpose. You see, we are undeniably called by God to create change in the lives of the people around us because we have been spiritually and naturally gifted by God to meet people's needs. And we have been supernaturally positioned by him to participate in his church. Now, as children of God, we are founded, we are consecrated, sanctified, and ordained to carry out his purpose for us in victory. Because God's greatest desire for all of mankind is for us to be his children that will carry out his purpose. And with this knowledge comes the next phase of knowing our purpose, which is, as children of God, in order for us to know our purpose, we must walk with the Father. Now listen, when it comes to doing any kind of work, isn't the job so much easier when you're walking beside someone who already knows the job really well? It is the same with our purpose. So when it comes to contemplating our purpose, we should never immediately disqualify ourselves from a certain task or a job. So now, let's look again at Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. We read, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." Okay. Once again, God's word tells us that Jeremiah was formed just like all children of God are formed, with a purpose. But now I want you to think about the words that God used. He said, "You will go where I will send you." Now, God didn't tell Jeremiah that he would specifically go here or there, But what he told Jeremiah was he'd be ready to go wherever he sent him. You know, there's a saying that says the will of God will not take you to where the grace of God will not protect you. So when we stop and begin to question our purpose in life or our direction for life, what we're doing is ultimately looking for a destination that will allow us to say that we've done something. But, beloved, that's actually a very limited view of how great our purpose truly can be. Now, Jeremiah was between the ages of 16 and 20 when he began his ministry for God. He is known as the weeping prophet because, one, very few listened to him. And for two, he spent most of his time alone because he was not allowed to take a wife. But in spite of that, the book of Jeremiah is widely quoted today. We see here in verse 5 of today's text, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." Or what about chapter 29:11? "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Now, you know, Jeremiah probably never thought that over 2,400 years after his life was over that we would be studying what God told him. But guess what? That was God's purpose for him. And God is still using him today because he raised him up at just the right time and at just the right place. Oh, and hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The very same God that made Jeremiah made you and he made me too. Now, let's get back to this 16-year-old. God tells him, "I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations." My, 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 my. Can't you just hear the 16-year-old Jeremiah saying, "What? Who, me? Oh, uh-uh. I can't speak. I'm just a child." You know, he was no different than many of us are today. So many of us may think, "Well, I can be good at something, but I don't think I can make an impact on the nations, let alone the world." But let me tell you what that kind of thinking does. It limits the power of God in our lives, and that, my friends, limits our purpose. So if you want to know what limits God's power and our purpose, all we have to do is go to the nearest mirror and take a good look at ourselves. Okay? We cause God's power to be limited in our lives. We shortchange ourselves on our purpose. We heard Jeremiah say twice, "I can't." And he was absolutely right. He couldn't go out and speak. But you see, he wouldn't be doing the talking. God would be the one who was speaking through him. And God would be directing him every step of the way. So do you see how all this goes back to what I said last week about trusting God? You see, this is the second part of our purpose. We must allow God to take control of every area of our lives. If we are going to call ourselves a child of God and we recognize him as Father God, then we must let him take control. We have to follow Jesus wherever he leads us because, saints, through it all, he will never leave us nor forsake us, and he will always accomplish what he sets out to do. Now, what ruins it for so many of us or so many people is failure. And right now, I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about those goals that we set for ourselves that are not from God. You know, they can be noble things because folks get to looking around and they may see someone else being successful in their calling. And the next thing you know, God has told them to do the exact same thing without them having any knowledge or experience whatsoever. Or some folks like to set goals based upon the prestige they believe they will receive or the money they believe they will obtain. all of which have absolutely nothing to do with God or having a godly purpose. Uh-huh. So again, if we want to look at who, why God's power is being limited in our lives, go look in the mirror. And I know some of you may be thinking right now, Bishop, but you know, aren't our moments of failure reason to give up on our purpose? No, ma'am. No, sir. Let me tell you something. On his second missionary journey, Paul had desired to go southwest into the province of Asia. But I want you to listen to what happened and then what happens next, as recorded in Acts 16, 6 and 7. The word of God says, now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Now, we see from this twice the purpose of Paul and his companions had been rejected by God. Now, maybe you failed twice, or you've been rejected twice, or you've been denied twice. Is that God saying that he really can't use you? Uh-uh. No, my friends. And as a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. What God is trying to tell you, beloved, is that his plans are greater than your plans. See, if Paul would have continued on as he had planned and went on into the Southwest Asia, he would have only reached what is now known as modern-day Turkey. But instead, Paul used these moments of failure to allow God to take control, and he traveled to Macedonia, which is now modern-day northern and central Greece. And because of this, historians give Paul credit for spreading the gospel to all of Europe and then to the West. So you see, God's plan is always absolutely perfect. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. My Lord and my God, thank you, Lord. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Didn't I tell you that God was going to do whatever he sets out to do? Hallelujah. God is always going to accomplish his plan. Why? Because he can't fail. And he sure doesn't lie, nor does he need to repent. Go on over and look at Numbers 19 if you don't believe what I'm telling you. Jesus came to save lives and to set the captive free. And guess what? He did that. And when we're willing to listen and we take heed to his leading by the power of the Holy Spirit, then we're living up to our purpose. The moment we are willing to trust and believe that Jesus is enough, our purpose has begun. Listen to what it says in John 10, 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Glory to God. Listen, saints. When you watch sheep in Israel, what you're going to see is them all huddled together and going towards the sound of the voice of their shepherd. So it is with Jesus Christ, the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd that only wants what is good and what is best for his sheep. This is a part of the second part of our purpose that we must remember. We are never alone. Christ is always with us. And when we have Jesus as our shepherd, we never have to fear, we will never have to want, or we will never have to worry, because he will always be there. Listen to verse 8 of Jeremiah 1 again. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. You know what? The good shepherd is saying this to all of us. Follow me. Trust me. I'm here. And in closing, I want you to think about where the good shepherd is standing in your life right now, today. Is he in front of you leading the way? Or have you gone or veered all off course and Jesus is off in the distance somewhere shouting, this is the way. Now, being off course doesn't always mean you're sinning. But what it does mean is that you're not living up to your full potential or purpose in Christ Jesus. Listen, saints, in this life, we have sin that corrupts us. And we disappoint ourselves, and we're going to disappoint the Lord. So what hope do we have? Well, as we heard Apostle Zeta pray, our hope is in Jesus. And let me give you the good shepherd. And let me give you a little more insight into sheep. Sheep are fearful, insecure animals. They are afraid of many things. Even running water will scare them. That is why Psalm 23 reminds us that a good shepherd will take the sheep beside the still water. So by the time the people got to Jesus and they began to listen to him, they already knew that the sheep only drink from still water, because sheep are afraid of noises. So if a sheep doesn't like the noise of running water, just imagine the panic they feel during a thunderstorm. But it's told the only thing that calms a sheep down is hearing the voice of his shepherd. A loving shepherd will talk and sing and play instruments so the sheep can hear that their shepherd is near. Listen, do you hear him? In this moment, the good shepherd is singing. Are you as a lost lamb caught out all alone in the thunderstorm? Well, today, beloved, I invite you to calm your heart from the storm that is raging in your soul and allow yourself to be moved by the voice of the good shepherd and come. Come to him and ask him to teach you. Come to him and ask him to order your steps. Come to him and ask him to walk with you. Come to him and ask him to use you. And you know what? He will do just that. Amen, and to God be the glory. And at this time, I am now going to bring someone into the room that is going to expound on that a little more. And that's none other than my beautiful sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton. Come on in the room, and you and the Holy Ghost make it do what it do, sis.
God bless the message, and God bless the messenger. Glory to God. We all have a purpose in the Lord when we walk in the Lord. And even if you don't walk in the Lord, he still have a purpose for you. It's just up to you to say yes. If you're tired of failing, if you're tired of doing without, and you need strength and you need comforting, I recommend the Lord, because he has a purpose for you. And nothing that God does is fails. So whatever you do and you obey God, you're going to be successful at it, because you're going to walk and obey God. But the word clearly tells us that when we trust in the Lord and lean not on our own understanding, he will direct us. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's the word of the Lord. See, like she said earlier, God can't lie and won't lie.
That's right.
Because he's not like man. He is not like man. He tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes.
And all these things shall be added unto you. He wants you to have, but you got to get your priorities straight. Okay, it's God first. It's God first, second, and third. Okay, period.
Yeah.
And then when you obey him, when you surrender your total being to God, you can't help but to be successful. Because I don't know a God. My God don't fail. So he
comes.
So those of you who are listening, I recommend him. He comes highly favored, okay? He comes highly recommended, okay? Because he loves you so much. And those of you who are not giving your life to the Lord, come on. He has a purpose for you. You tried everything you wanted to or everything you could, and you have not been successful. Are you ready to be successful? Are you ready to walk in perfection? Because God is perfect. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready to walk in perfection? Because when you walk with the Lord and obey him, you are doing exactly what God wants you to do, and you're walking in his perfection. So come on in. It's time to give up your way. You tried, and it didn't work. Trust me, I understand that because I tried, and it did not work. But glory to God.
Come on.
There's one little testimony, if you don't mind, Bishop.
No, that's all right. We got time this morning.
God told me in the ministry, my pastor was a prophet. She said, Kathy, the Lord told me to ordain you. And I told her, I said, I didn't tell you to ordain me. I never asked you for ordain me or license or anything. She said, I don't care. She said, I'm going to obey God. So she did it anyway, and I rejected. I didn't want it, but I was obedient because she said, the Lord said. But the Lord had showed me a dream. One Sunday, years later, he said, look around the church. And I looked around the church. I said, what do you want me to say? He said, two-thirds of this congregation you brought in here. He said, I told you I called you to minister. He said, you're a minister before you're a businesswoman. I had to get my priorities straight because it was messed up. Come on. Been there, done that. Get your priorities straight. Trust in the Lord, and all these things shall be added unto you. Those of you who don't know the Lord and would like to come to the Lord right now, and those of you who have backslidden, come on back home, okay? It's time to come home.
Yeah.
You know what it's like out there. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, forgive me of all my sins, glory, and all my unrighteousness. You have made yourself clear to me, and I want this life in you. So I ask you to wash me in the name of Jesus right now. And I accept and believe your will, and I want to walk in your purpose. In Jesus' name. Thank you for saving me this day. And I give you the honor and I give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, those of you who said that, welcome to the family. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, my beautiful sister. Thank you. Now, saints of God, this is my favorite time of the worship service. If you are present and you would like to put a praise on it, if you are here, you just want to share a nugget or share your purpose, please kindly press your 1 on your keypad, and that will bring you, I will be glad to bring you right on into the worship service, because this is always a family affair. But in the meantime and in between time, we have a beautiful saints of God in the house today, and I'm going to give them an opportunity to speak, because, hallelujah, the same anointing that flows through Paul flows through them. It flows through me. It flows through David. Hallelujah, because we serve in the same God. So we're going to start out today with the Holloways, with Prophetess and with Apostle Holloway down in Arizona. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you this morning. We enjoyed the word of God. And I was thinking all of us have a purpose. And it's for us, for that purpose, and for him to bring us into that purpose. And yes, I love with what Evangelist Kathy said about success. The only way we're going to have it is we obey God. We've got to obey God because it's part of our walk and our journey into our purpose. We got to obey God to get what God has, to get into our purpose. So the word was rich today, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Providence. God bless you.
We give God praise, glory, and honor for the word today. All of us have a purpose. And to get to that purpose, we have to go in the direction that God would have us to go.
Yeah, that's good.
The only way we're going to know is to be obedient to God as he lead and guide us. He said, we are to trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall, not he might, not he won't think about it, he shall direct thy path.
Yes.
And he directs your path because we don't know the way to go to get to our purpose.
Okay.
We think we may know, but we don't know. So we have to obey God. There's
yeah.
a step
yeah.
of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. So we trust God and believe God because his purpose is for our benefit. Is his purpose for our lives.
Yeah.
He's going to direct our steps. So he's going to be there always with us to lead and guide us. He will not lead you down down into a
rabbit hole.
Right. He leads you along the road to success, the road to
yes.
his purpose, and his purpose is success. So
uh-huh.
we just believe and trust God, whatever he tells
yes.
us to do. We don't go to the left or to the right, but we keep straight down the road of our lives. We don't travel on the wide and narrow road. We travel
on the
wide road. We travel on the narrow road.
Straight
only
narrow.
Few
yeah.
walk therein. Because if we walk
yeah.
on that wide road, there's a lot of folks on there, and they'll tell you, "Oh, come on with me. This is the one." No, the narrow road where nobody is, because you're gonna listen to God. You're not gonna listen to the person.
Come on, that's good.
You're gonna listen to God. You're gonna listen to God because he's leading, guiding you. You might think you are hearing something, but Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice, and another they will
That's
not
right.
follow."
Amen.
So we're gonna
Amen.
Follow God. We're gonna follow God. So we
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the word today, and we just keep pressing toward the mark. And God will.
There you go.
He's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Amen.
Amen. Beautifully said, Apostle. We're going to now go to Mother Mitchell. You take your time.
Praise God. Wonderful message, Bishop. I love that message, and I loved all the comments. And thank you, Brother Holloway. Those were wonderful comments, every comment. Sister Kathy, you know what to think about you. I just love you. I was telling Bishop she should have you preaching way before you preached your first sermon. But I love you. But, you know, if we stay on the straight and narrow and we keep our hand in God's hand, you can't go wrong. He will not let you go wrong. He is your Father. He is the creator of all things. He wants us to do right more than we want to do right for ourselves. He wants us to just show him love, and he loves us, and he loved us first. You know, we could not have loved Jesus if he had not loved us first.
Amen.
He had to love us first for us to love him.
Yeah.
So I praise God for the love of our Father. And his son, Jesus, because we would be in a sorry fix if
yes,
he did
amen.
Not love us first so we could love him. We would be in a sorry fix
amen.
If he had not went to the cross
amen.
And died for our sins and took it up on himself and became like filthy rags, which is what we were. But he took all of that upon himself and he saved us. And now the creator of all smiles down on
yes,
us.
Lord, thank
and
you,
I
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for it all. And I will praise you till you call me home.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. All right now, Minister Gladys, come on in the room.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen.
So wonderful and so beautiful this morning. It was really made plain. I thank God for the word this morning. Thank God for all the comments. And I just ask that we continue to press forward press forward towards what God has in us to do. Amen.
Amen. Minister Tina, come on in the room.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I was able to listen in this morning. The beautiful message, and I so appreciate what you said and our purpose with the Lord and our gifts that he's given us and how we praise him every day, because we know walking with him is the only way we can have salvation. So
yes.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Tina. All right, now, Hurricane, I was about to say, Pastor Hurricane Horton. Well, it was in my spirit. Hallelujah. Come on in the room. Come on back in the room and have your comments, and that's going to be followed by our wonderful apostle. Come on, Pastor Hurricane, Sister Evangelist Horton. Come on.
You know, God, whatever God have you to do, it's not an accident.
That's
it's
right.
A purpose, as you've been saying. This is not a, and this situation right here is not a coincidence that I'm on here with her. What is going on, even right now, one of my visions that God has given me in my youth is being fulfilled. He showed me that I would one day preach all over the world. I don't know how I'm going to preach all over the world.
Hallelujah.
I had no clue. God is my sacred judge. I had no clue. How am I going to get this word all over the world? I said, I'm not like that. I ain't no Billy Graham. I'm no Catherine Kuhlman. I'm no this or no that. But right now, I'm sharing something with you that actually happened in my youth. He would show me I preach all over the world. This broadcast go all over the world. He showed me my purpose. Glory to God. This is a beautiful message. It blessed me and made me think and remember. God,
hallelujah.
I don't care how long it takes, God's going to get the job done.
Yeah.
So my recommendation is surrender, because I'm enjoying.
Yeah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I'm enjoying this because I know I'm in the will of God. There's nothing.
Yes.
Wonderful knowing that you're in the will
of God. In the will
of
God. Say that,
I'm not,
sis.
At the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm at the right place at the right time.
At the right time.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So come on in again. Come on in. And say something. God,
yeah.
Come on back. I've been
come
in the wrong
back.
Place. Been there, done that.
Come on now.
Okay?
Hit the reset button.
Come on. This is the reason you listen to this broadcast right now is no accident. It's
that's right. Tell
God
him, sis.
God is calling you. He's calling you and drawing you so you can get in your purpose. Get in his
come
will.
On.
Hallelujah. That he can use you as his vessel. A vessel of honor in the book of Timothy lets us know. We can be vessels of honor. So come on,
yes.
And be that vessel. What do you got to lose? Sin. What do you got to gain? Eternal life with Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Eternal life with God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. But saints, come on. Baby saints,
come
on. And the ones that can make a commitment, come on. And y'all be blessed.
Come on.
Love you in the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, my beautiful sister. All right. Mighty woman of God, Apostle Zeta Flowers, you better come on up in this room.
Okay. All right, I'm here. Praise the Lord. That was a wonderful message, a very timely message for many of us. And it's just amazing how God moves. I remember years ago going through the same passage in Jeremiah, and I was really ready. And I said to the Lord, here am I, send me. And he began to just send me, praise God. And I like that part that you said, how he will prosper us wherever we go.
Yeah.
I think that's what you said. And he
yes,
will.
Ma'am.
He will.
Yeah.
He will prosper where we are. We will prosper wherever he sends us. He sent me to
yes, ma'am.
The poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, Haiti.
That's right.
And I was prospered in Haiti. Able
come on.
To share and to take and to give and to do projects for Haiti that helped the people. And whenever I went, he gave me plenty to leave with them. And I thank God for that, because so often, you know, today people are always seeking for something. But,
yes,
you know, God will raise you up and use you so that you can help prosper somebody else. And I just,
that's right,
I just praise God for the word today. It was truly, truly blessed me. praise God. You mentioned, I think in your message, that we don't have to worry, that God, he will always be there. He promised us. So we don't have to be afraid to go to somewhere where it's foreign, or to be involved in something we've never been involved before, because God is going to meet you there. He's going to, we don't, Apostle Holloway said, we don't always know the way. We don't always know.
That's why
we look to him, because he's our guide and he will lead us in the right place. And, you know, he does have a purpose for us. And
yes,
I like what he said about us. You know, the purpose that he really has for us is really for our own benefit. So I second that. That is very true. Everything he does has to do with our well-being.
That's right.
You know, so it's just, the word was good. That Jeremiah 1 was good to me, good for my soul this morning. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because here, when he called Jeremiah, Jeremiah wasn't way up there. He wasn't.
No, he was a young man.
Yes. But look where he took him.
Yeah.
He ordained him to be a prophet to the nations. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Not just in the little area where he was, but to the
nations.
That's
right.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you know, if we are faithful in a few things,
He'll make us master over many. Come on, Apostle.
Ruler over many. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we have to walk in obedience, and also to know that his plans, as somebody said his plans are always perfect. And they are.
Yes.
His, you know,
yes, always
we can't
perfect.
Go any other way and find perfection. But if we obey
God,
hallelujah, we will know that the plans he gave us are perfect, because they came by way of him.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. I just praise God, because, you know, I know for myself, when God calls you, he ordains you, he equips you. And what God does in you and through you, nobody can take away from you. So, you know, we are free. We don't have to spend our time running around trying to prove we have purpose. We just need to walk in it.
Amen.
And I praise God this morning that he allows my purpose to bless. My purpose is to bless others in their purpose.
Thank you, Lord.
Every servant
Thank
leader
you,
that you have heard this morning, they have their personal ministries. They know their purpose. And this
Thank
is a
you,
part of walking in their purpose. And to just think that God would allow me to do that for them, with them, it just humbles my heart. It just gives me so much joy, because they could be out doing their own thing anywhere, but they choose every Sunday to come together with me as a family to minister to all of you. So I just praise God for that. That only God can do that. Only God can do that. So at this time, if there be nothing else, I'll just ask that Mother Mitchell brings us the benediction, and I will close the service.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Hallelujah. This has been the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. I'm Jalene Cook. And, of course, I was joined by the dynamos of the gospel, Minister Gladys, hallelujah, the mighty and the anointed Apostle Edwin Holloway and his beautiful wife, Prophetess Kathleen. Of course, we had Hurricane, Pastor, Evangelist, Teacher, Sister Friend, Hurricane Horton up in the house this morning. We had our little minister, Minister Tina, up in the house this morning. And, of course, we had the mighty woman of God, our little Miss Gladys. Miss Minister Gladys was up in here. And, of course, our apostle was up in here. My mother, my sister, my friend was up in here. And we just so glad that all of you were up in here this morning. So on behalf of all of us, we pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, that you have a beautiful and blessed week. And from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, the Lord loves you, but so do we. Hallelujah. Have a beautiful and blessed week, everybody. We love you. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bye, y'all. Love you. That's the vestibule experience. Hallelujah.